This audio is brought to you by Yakutami, Voice of the Web. China and the Great Precious Metals Migration. The desire of gold is not for gold. It is for the means of freedom and benefit. Tilda Ralph Waldo Emerson. The century-old fiat experiment is playing out its final stages. With instability rising, the massive shift in wealth is accelerating to the east. Precious metals are one vehicle leading the way, importing inflation and the big taper. The Chinese have taken the other side to the Great Western financialization by importing its inflation and gaining control of its bond market. In addition, they have built a massive infrastructure capable of supporting its billions of upwardly mobile. The Chinese have already cut back significantly on US debt purchases. They have also rotated out of long-term debt in conjunction with the Operation Twist of the Fed. The Fed sold short-term notes in order to buy further out along the curve. This has basically caused interest rates to flatten across the spectrum. This means that the Chinese don't need to suddenly begin selling their dollar-denominated assets. Instead, they can simply allow these short-term notes to mature and not make further purchases. The Fed, by order of the Treasury, will need to step up its purchases to keep spending alive, something it is already doing to an unprecedented degree. Such action requires much higher deficits to justify in terms of confidence. In other words, if they don't slow down on QE without new source of deficit spending, they will trigger a confidence signal which will push us closer to the point of no return and to bond collapse. By allowing their currency to finally appreciate against the dollar, the Chinese empower their citizens with greater purchasing power. It also provides them with the ability to take up the production slack loss from the US consumer, who will no longer be able to afford cheap exports. In addition, the Chinese have been directly encouraging precious metals ownership. With enough population ownership, it would be much easier to position and pull off the transition to a gold-backed yuan. The physical paper divide. China and, to a lesser extent, the so-called BRIC nations have been rapidly accumulating Western gold for years. This drainage of Western gold, and the source of its financial power, is in many ways yet another chapter in a continuum set in motion decades ago, just before the US officially closed the gold window in September of 1971. Awareness and concern over these quickly drying inventories is